This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated a Sainik school at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said, "Education is the medium which brings changes and eradicates the evils and bad practices from the society." He said that he is delighted to come to Gorakhpur Sainik School as he himself is an alumni of Sainik School Chittorgarh. Praising the infrastructure of the newly built school, the Vice President said that this Sainik School has one of the best facilities and infrastructure, setting an example for other Sainik schools and military schools of the country. He asked the students not to fear from failure as it is the beginning of success. He said that today's India is a changed country and the government has taken many bold decisions like abolition of Article 370 from Kashmir. He further added that India's lively democracy cannot be compared with the neighbouring country. In Jammu and Kashmir, 267 nominations were accepted and 62 rejected after the scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of assembly elections. The scrutiny took place yesterday. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a total of 329 nominations were received for 26 assembly constituencies across six districts, three each of Jammu and Kashmir divisions. The deadline for filing of nomination was 5th of this month. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till Monday. Polling for this phase will be held on the 25th of this month. As the second phase of poll approaches, political activities are intensifying across Jammu and Kashmir, with campaigns and rallies getting underway. The Election Department has registered 9 FIRs for violation of Model Code of Conduct in the Union Territory. It has suspended 5 government employees for participating in political activities, besides issuing warning in 23 such cases, even as the inquiry has been initiated in 48 cases of violations. Akashvani Jammu correspondent quoting the Office of Chief Electoral Officer, JNK, reports that 175 Model Code of Conduct violations have been reported across the Union Territory ever since the imposition of the Model Code of Conduct on 16th of August 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that teachers are rendering a very important service to the nation and the responsibility of preparing today's youth for a Viksit Bharat rests in their hands. Interacting with teachers who were conferred with the National Teachers Awards in New Delhi at his residence yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that we all should make efforts to prepare capable citizens and youths for Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said that the teachers can take their students on educational tours to explore India's diversity, which will aid their learning and also help them get to know about the country in a holistic manner. He added that this will boost tourism and give a fillip to the local economy as well. The Prime Minister also asked the teachers to appraise their students about the ongoing Dekho Apna Desh People's Choice contest so that they can participate in it after a proper study.
देखो अपना देश ऑनलाइन रैंकिंग चल रहा है, लोग वोट कर रहे हैं और उसमें हमारी कोशिश है कि उस राज्य के लोग वोट करके तय करें हमारे राज्य में ये नंबर वन पर चीज है जो देखने जैसी है, योजनाबद्ध तरीके से वहां जाए, रात्रि को वहां मुकाम करें तो उस स्थान के लोगों को लगेगा भाई अब रोजगार की संभावनाएं बनेगी, तो होम स्टे बनने लग जाएंगे, ऑटो रिक्शा वाले आ जाएंगे। यानी अगर हम सिर्फ स्कूल में बैठे बैठे तय करें तो इस देश में 100 टॉप डेस्टिनेशन टूरिज्म के हम 2 साल के अंदर तैयार कर सकते हैं।
The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra where people celebrate it with great zeal. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on this occasion. India soared to new heights in this edition of Paris Paralympics 2024. The country won a total of 27 medals, 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.